Hi, this is Film Valuation. I hope everyone had a great Christmas. I'm going to be talking about Tron Legacy. In 1982, a groundbreaking special effects movie was released. It was called Tron. Jeff Bridges was Kevin Flynn, a gifted technology whiz kid dematerialized via an innovative laser into a computer environment known as the Grid, which had been taken over by Master Control, an artificially intelligent software gathering up programs from around America in an attempt to become supremely powerful. These programs are sentient, but not strong. Kevin teams up with the titular Tron, played by the awesomely named Bruce Bockleitner, and Yuri, played by Cindy Morgan, to defeat this tyranny. Far ahead of its time, Tron tackled the gaming world and issue of corporate monopoly in a dazzlingly designed movie. 28 years later, we have the scene. We find Kevin's son, played by Garrett Hedlund. His son, called Sam, is ostensibly a 27-year-old orphan. Sam's mother died when he was a boy, and we are told that his father disappeared soon after. After a pager from Kid Workplace, Sam finds himself similarly dematerialized into the Grid. Here he finds a new dictator program in charge, Clue, spelled C-L-U, this time actually created by Kevin to make the world a better place, but instead gone wrong. Unsurprisingly, surely to everyone in the audience, Sam finds his father, played again by Jeff Bridges. The reunion is bizarrely unemotional. They team up with a badass Quora, played by Olivia Wilde, and plan to return to our world and terminate Clue from here. I was so looking forward to this sequel because of the following. Jeff Bridges, sandwiched between his Oscar-winning turn in Crazy Heart and his inevitable Academy Award nomination for the Coens' remake of True Grit. Also, the stunning looking production design and effects from the trailer. And Daft Punk on music duties. You know, that's pretty cool when you get techno whiz kids doing stuff like that. Look at the Dust Brothers and Fight Club soundtrack. I am crushed, therefore, at how poor Tron Legacy is. The dialogue is clunky and the acting stilted, except for Michael Sheen, who hams it up so awfully. It's as if it's his first time as a bad guy. Bridges looks a little lost. The filmmakers appear to think they should play up to what they perceive as his Big Lebowski persona, so he does things like meditate and talk COD Zen rubbish. The above is only the beginning of the problems. Instead of allowing an audience to revel in the beauty of the costumes and striking backgrounds, as well as enjoy the thrills, the action sequences are edited so fast and incoherently that you can't appreciate what's going on. Then there are the logical head scratches. The moment Kevin disappeared, the first place anyone should have checked was the Grid. Why didn't they? In the Grid, programs eating and drinking. Why do they need to? If they don't need to, why are they imitating their users? They also seem to sleep. I can understand machinery resting as they have moving parts, but why does software need to? The next weird thing is the effects used to make Bridges look younger. The result is a similar dead-eyed impression as the humans in the Polar Express. Contrast Brad Pitt in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The movie is called Tron Legacy, but the character and impact of Tron is not talked about, portrayed or analysed. Kevin Flynn speaks of a miracle that a new digital species had accidentally been created. Intriguing, most definitely. Then in the next breath he tells us of their genocide. There is no real representation of this new species in his sort of talking of them, or what they are, or why they're special. A couple of buildings are destroyed by Clue to signify their end. That's it. Okay. The biggest kicker for me is that Kevin Flynn survived Master Control and is meant to be a genius, yet he didn't see the creation of a super program like Clue as a problem. Tron Legacy suffers from the worst elements of the Star Wars prequels, Matrix sequels and iRobot. The striking visual effects, cinematography, production design and music, Daft Punk score is seriously stylish, are indisputable, but that isn't enough. Hugely disappointing.